Hello and welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by masseuse Lucy Phillips. How are you, Lucy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Right, at Pontypool, you're part of a medical team that also includes MB Buckley. How closely do the two of you work when it comes to devising fitness and recovery plans for the squad?
Me and Ems work really closely together and we also work very well together. I learn a lot from her and I can't say anything highly enough about Ems. She's absolutely brilliant. Main protocol is Ems. The boys will tend to go to her first unless they specifically want me. A lot of them know their own bodies, so they know what they want. But it'll sort of go through Emily and she'll sort of guide me then as to what they need. But we do work very well together and closely together.
And looking a bit more now at your job in particular, there are a number of sport massage techniques. Which technique or couple of techniques have you found that you've had to use most when working with the Pooler squad?
It's funny you should say, because I've been doing this sports massage now for a couple of years, you don't think of them as specific techniques. You sort of don't tend to address them as sort of the technique name. But a lot of the boys will sort of prefer different things and I prefer different techniques. There's a technique I like you to use called myofascial release, which is very much stretching the tissue, getting their limbs moving around as well. And to be honest, over a period of time, you get to know what works for them. And they're really good at sort of addressing what they want me to do. So it's quite nice to work with that. But in terms of technique, myofascial release is something that I find works well for me just as much as the players.
So is it quite common when it does come to rugby, or is it quite...
What, myofascial release?
Yeah.
To be honest, it's quite... I didn't know much about it. When I studied it, I thought, wow, this can really, really help. And started using it. Used it on a couple of my own clients as well. But I just thought anybody can benefit from it, really. But it seems to work well with the boys. And, you know, being rugby players, they're going to need some deep tissue massage at some point. So it seems to work really well, yeah.
Good. Right, this is your third season now at Pontypool. How has the medical department evolved since you first arrived?
The medical department has evolved quite extensively, especially with the A licence as well. There's been a few things that we need in place, which is all there really. But in terms of equipment, like we've got a game ready, which is really, really good for sort of cool treatment. So it's sort of pumps cold water and you fill it with ice and it's really, really good for the boys. Got a new stretcher, which...
So, sorry, what does that help with?
It helps with swelling or any issues that the boys might have. Generally soft tissue, but they can transport it home and use it at home as well and just bring it back. To be honest, it looks a bit like a boom box. It's not a boom box, but it looks similar to one. Got a new stretcher as well called an Inferno, which is quite top of the range. It's really, really good. It just sort of adapts to the sort of the body, the human body, a little bit better. And yeah, I mean, to be honest, in terms of the medical side of it, I don't get too involved medically. That is more Emily's role, but I like to learn, so I'll always tend to ask these questions, so that's quite nice.
Right, rugby is obviously renowned for its physicality. Does that mean that the majority of your time is spent helping players recover from things such as impact injuries?
Yes, mainly. I mean, Tom is the strength and conditioning coach, so in terms of fitness, that's his role. And then bumps, knocks, bruises, me and Emily tend to look after that side of it more. And again, like I said earlier, the boys know what they want. They know what treatment they want. And it's quite nice that they feel comfortable and confident in front of me and Emily to say, well, I
make
need
sure
this done.
Easier as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we want them to be like that. I don't want them to feel that they can't ask for any specific treatment or, you know, just come with an open mind. If whatever they want, me and Ems will do what we can to provide for them, really, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that have got to play and they're the ones that have got to be fit and well to be on the pitch. So
yeah, absolutely. Right, you've mentioned Emily quite a lot already and she's chipped in with the question this week and she asks, Why do you think everyone hangs around in the physio room before training?
I love this question. Some of the boys will probably giggle at this, but they know it's true. It's the heater. There's a heater just inside the door, and especially on this in this weather when it's raining and cold, yeah. They'll just come in, stay warm by the heater, which I don't blame them for because it's not very nice outside.
No, absolutely. Right. Thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me today.
No problem at all.